Let me start off inquiring what your background is.
CIA Culinary Institute of America. College graduate, 22 years with Hilton, retired. I was a corporate chef for Hilton.
So you retired and then you came out to work on ships?
Well, not exactly. I actually came here because the port captain we had at the time I was friends with. And he called and said they needed somebody for 19 days to come from Hawaii to Seattle. Well, 3 years later, I'm still here. He's not, I am.
How long are you typically away from port?
That depends on the science party and the particular cruise.
Could you give me a
range? Could be anywhere from 2 weeks to 60 days.
How often can you stock up on food on the longer cruises, say 30 to 60 days? Do you typically have a stop somewhere in between there?
We don't have to. We carry enough food for 72 days.
Okay. Wow.
With a full ship.
So if you're carrying enough food for 72 days, how do you deal with the more perishable foods like milk, fresh fruits and vegetables? Are there certain ways that you store them?
Well, yeah, anything that's wrapped in paper comes out. Anything that's stored in cardboard, you try to unpack, lettuce especially.
Mm-hmm.
The more air it gets, the longer it'll hold. We unpack it and we actually stack it in layers. One section will go one way, the other section will go the other way, so that it actually creates gaps in between it.
Okay.
The air can get through it. We put newspaper in between it that absorbs the moisture, makes it last longer.
Excellent.
We can get lettuce to hold. We've had it hold 63 days. Your citrus fruits will hold real good. Apples will hold real good.
For about how long?
You can get 3 months on apples if they come in good.
Right.
That being the key word right there is how it comes in. You know, if it comes in and it's not really fresh and a good product, it's not going to last very long.
Now, do you have control over that? Is that something you take into consideration when you order food?
You try to, but on the same term, you can't control the purveyor. The only thing you can do with him, if you have the time, is make him take it back and bring you something fresher.
Okay.
If you're stuck in a situation where you're there for 12 hours in this particular port, and they drop your grocery order at 8 o'clock and you're leaving at lunchtime, you're gonna have to deal with what you have. If you run out, unfortunately, you substitute with something else.
As far as things like milk is concerned, do you freeze certain quantities of it to help it last longer?
We will freeze it.
Do you do that with other
people? We also have shelf-stable milk. Some people call it nuclear milk. It will last forever. I think it has a 5-year shelf life on it.
Wow.
And it doesn't have to be refrigerated, so you can buy pieces of it and store it.
So I have to do a lot of menu planning to try and use the food efficiently and use it up before some items go bad, knowing that some won't last as long as others.
Yeah, to some aspect, but you look at the groups that are coming on board, and if you have more college kids than you have adults, then you know the fruit and stuff is going to go a little quicker, so you don't per se have to look into it that hard, because you know it's going to be one of the first things that you're out of. So your biggest point at that time is what you're going to substitute it with. What's going to happen then? You know, usually, like I said, it lasts, got a real shelf life that's stable, so you really don't have to worry about it too much. The stuff that we do have to worry about is our seafood, so we freeze what we can. And cheese has become a problem because you can't freeze them.
Right.
So they start molding and stuff on you. That's when you eat a lot of grilled cheese and you eat a lot of casseroles and everything suddenly has cheese on it. That's when you know it's getting about that time.
Do you find it difficult to cook for specific diets?
Well, we automatically prepare a veggie entree. Every meal gets one of those. The only problems that you really run into is people who are diabetic and they're very sick about it. That their salt and their sugar has to be almost none.
Yeah.
We have to watch what we do. We have a young lady on board right now that's a vegan. We have a full salad bar and there's always rice and vegetables, which is pretty much their diet anyway. So it's per se already there, depending on if that's what they want.
What are some of the hardest problems you encounter as a cook at sea?
Trying to make everybody happy. That's the most difficult one. Because no matter what we cook, there's going to be somebody that doesn't like some part of it. And so you cook for the majority, not for a specific person.
What's the range of people that you cook for?
The maximum is what we have on board right now, which is 36 of y'all.
Okay.
And there's 25 crew members.
Is that more difficult, cooking for larger groups of people?
No, it's easier to cook for more. It's a lot harder to cook when just the crew is on here because you have a tendency of preparing too much and then there's not enough people to eat it, so you end up throwing it away.
So what would you say has been one of your more interesting experiences as a cook on board?
We ran into a hurricane heading for Japan last year, and it turned out to be probably the most interesting 2 days of my life to try and cook when this booger's rolling that hard. I had been through some storms, but never anything like this, and it was just unbelievable.
Did people get hurt with?
Nobody got hurt, but we had a lot of stuff that was even secured that was flying around. We have rails on our stove that are about 8 inches high that snap in to hold the pots, and we had pots jumping out from under them.
What other modifications do you have in the kitchen for being in an ocean environment?
As opposed to a restaurant or a hotel, to start with, everything is stainless steel. There is no PVC or formica or anything of that nature. There's no tile. Commercial kitchens have tile in them, tile floors, tile walls. Everything here is secured. It's either bolted down or fastened in by some means. It's not movable. Where it's at is where it stays. So you can't take that mixer and move it to another counter because you don't want it there for today. It goes, it's there, that's it.
And are there any different methods that you have to deal with?
As far as cooking or preparation?
Yes.
Somewhat. I mean, you're limited to your equipment. You know, as far as we don't have a fryer on deep board. So if we're gonna fry something, then we have to per se make a fryer, fill a pot up with grease. Obviously those are not rough days when you do that. So that's probably the biggest adjustment. I mean, you have all the pots and pans. We have grills, flat tops. We have eye burners. We have steamers, mixers. So it's a well-equipped kitchen.
It's just not as much as you might have in another top-of-the-line kitchen back in Wayne.
Oh, well, sure, and you'd probably have a lot more room.